Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Not going to start off with the Olympics. I'm going to start off with another story. And it's a story about, once again, the NCAA. I just don't understand some of the things they do. I know the basic why they do it, and I know they have to discipline. But the NCAA has ordered Notre Dame to forfeit every win from 2012 to 2013. The school had appealed sanctions.
For what sport?
Football. Now, here's what I say. If they found the school did something wrong, fine the school heavily, and I mean heavily, millions of dollars. Take away some scholarships for the upcoming years. But to retroactively take away wins is
meaningless
and mean-spirited to the kids who were on the team that did nothing wrong.
Well, what did they get the retraction for? What did they claim they did?
A student trainer was found to have completed coursework for two Notre Dame players.
Football players?
Yep.
Well, yeah, then the football team should retract wins because the players are involved in it. But in addition to that, they should lose scholarships in the future.
Yeah.
Because taking wins away in the past is ridiculous, because who does it affect? Nobody. And if you take wins away from something that happened 5 years ago, and that one team you beat that didn't make the championship series or something because you beat them, can you go back in time and replay everything else? So it's stupid. It makes no sense. So if you want to do that, fine, do that. Blemish their record for the year. But you have to hit them hard in the future, and that's the only way you're going to do it. That's the most ridiculous decision I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take wins away from them. Who cares?
Yeah. Hit them with a loss of scholarship and a huge financial fine.
Well, you don't have to do that. Excuse me. If you take away 10 scholarships for the next 4 years, you're going to take away them financially, because you're going to hurt them, because nobody's going to go watch Notre Dame play because they're going to stink. They'll be irrelevant. That's the way you hurt them. I mean, you don't have to take money out of their pocket because they're supposed to be not a money-making organization. But if you take away their process to become a national power, then people aren't going to go watch them. They're not going to go to big bowl games, and that's how you're going to take money out of their pocket. That's the way to do it. But it won't happen because it's Notre Dame, and the punishment that they gave them, that's just saying, look, we punished Notre Dame. No, you didn't.
All right. So
the NCAA is a joke.
Yeah.
They roll hand in hand with the NFL. How do you do that? You take away wins in the past.
Yeah,
who
stupid.
Cares?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It means nothing.
Who cares?
All
that's
right.
Like saying, oh, we found out that the Yankees were using steroids last year, so we're going to take away 80 of their wins. So what? Everybody's going to remember them as being one game away from going to the World Series, no matter what you did. It's dumb. Right. It makes no sense.
All right, speaking about that, the pitchers and catchers have arrived.
So is the loony bin.
I know.
Did you hear this manager of the Mets?
I know, no, I didn't. But I'll tell you what, I heard the manager.
Best staff I've ever seen. I have the best coaches that I've ever seen. And management has provided me with the players to win. Man, there must be some strong peyote weed down in Port St. Lucie, huh?
No, but I did hear, what's his name, Moon for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, well, he's 1A. There's an entry here. They're both nuts.
Well, Boone didn't sound nuts, but he sounded like a rookie manager.
Oh, guess what?
What?
He is a rookie manager.
But he sounded like a rookie manager. You know, hey, the guys have fun playing baseball. Let's have fun playing baseball.
Yeah, we need to have fun.
No, you need to win championships.
and I'm going to love my players, and I want them to love me back.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's what I mean. It was just the rah-rah.
What a bunch of nuts. Holy smokes. When did baseball become the love-in?
I don't know.
every day is a head-scratcher. Every day is a head-scratcher.
Well, at least they've reported, and we can feel good about that.
Yeah, well, here's the whole thing. When the Mets opened the season 3-10, I guess Callaway should be fired since he has the best of everything. And if the Yankees don't go 17-3 in their first 20, there should be problems in the Bronx. These guys just open their mouths and put their feet in it before they even threw a ball. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, whatever happened to being humble? Yeah, well, you know, the expectations of the team are high. I hope the players can live up to it. But, you know, we have to play every game and see how it comes out, and time will tell how we are. Isn't that the same line that both managers could have used yesterday and looked pretty good about it?
I think so, yeah.
And folks, I don't get paid to play baseball anymore, but, I mean, I know a little bit about the game. You don't put yourself in a position where you have to backtrack. You put yourself in a position where, if you're successful, you go forward. Because now, with what these guys said, anything worse than winning isn't acceptable. I mean, how does a guy on the manager of the Mets say, management has supplied me with all the tools to win. I have the best of this and I have the best of that. Well, you basically have the same team you had last year when you won 70 games.
Yeah. Well, he's in a better position than Boone, though, because the Yankees were one game away from going to the World Series.
Oh, the Yankees' expectations are real high, especially after signing Stanton.
It's a totally different ball game for him. Anyway,
let's face it. Even with signing Stanton, like we said, looking at it objectively, if the two pitchers for the Yankees that carried them in the postseason falter, the Yankees have no shot. Hmm. If Sabathia and Tanaka don't produce, the Yankees have no shot. I don't care if they get Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig back in their lineup. They're not going to be able to outscore everybody every day. And the more you use your pen early in the season, the less effective it's going to be later in the year because these guys can't throw that many innings. They're not built for it anymore.
All right, very quickly, we've got about a minute and a half left. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Hockey. The Rangers continue to slide. They lost to Minnesota 3-2. So there goes the streak against the good teams. The Islanders got kiboshed yesterday by Columbus 4-1. And the Devils, the little engine that could just keeps on going. They beat the Flyers yesterday 5-4 in a shootout. The Devils are the only chance for the local teams to make any kind of noise in the playoffs. Right now they're in position to be in the playoffs. They have 64 points. They're not playing good. Like I said, they're 4 out of 10 in the last couple of games. But if you look down to the bottom of the standings in the Metropolitan Division, that's where you're going to find the Islanders and the Rangers. So the Devils, as long as Hall keeps playing, their offense gels and they score some goals. If he's out of the lineup, they're a different team. So as long as Hall's playing, the Devils have a shot to make the playoffs. Not saying they're going anywhere, but for the Devils with the expectations they had at the beginning of the year, which were probably similar to the Mets, them making the playoffs this year is a very, very good accomplishment.